A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Getting to know McHugh. Getting to know all about McHugh. Getting to like McHugh. Getting to hope McHugh likes me.
And me.
And me.
Getting to know McHugh. Getting the K with a split D. With us weekly on 680.
This is how you've made it. This is how it's happened on this radio show. Okay. Once you got it open, it's all roses and
unbelievable.
Great path to the radio station.
I gotta be honest, if it gets past about 20 or 25 seconds, that's a lot of investment on their part. So,
seriously.
Yeah, so.
Is that you doing background vocals
there? No.
He does not take part in these shenanigans. This is all about the guys over here.
But under the category of getting to know McHugh, I was going to ask you last week before, let's see, you weren't on with us. You were on with, Nick and Chris. That's right. That's happened. You were International League Pitcher of the Week back in 2012.
Oh, man. Was this would have to have been Buffalo then.
Tore up Pawtucket, apparently, twice in the same week.
I mean,
do you even remember what? Is that a plaque? Is that like a restaurant gift card? That's got to be something.
No, it was for sure not anything monetary because I would have used that so quickly at that point in time. I think it was a plaque. I think it was a little tiny plaque. If I track it down, I'm going to take a picture of it. I'm going to send it. We'll post it. But it's in there somewhere. It's got to be.
I want to start right here just because I love talking pitching, and I've loved when you've talked about some of this stuff, especially for a guy who you've been a starter, you've worked out of the pen, you've had that versatility. Talk to the audience about when there are those days when you're down there and you say, okay, I got this pitch, but I don't have this one, and how that can be a day-to-day thing just night to night.
Oh, yeah. I was just talking about the other day. I had, I don't know, 10 pitches warm up in the bullpen, and like the eighth pitch I threw was a slider. I was like, oh, there it is. There it is. And like found a grip that felt right. Sometimes it's just the ball feels big in your hand or feels small or feels weird. And we're always just tinkering out there, like all of us pitchers all the time. Just trying to find something consistent is what we're doing.
And, all right, what about throwing the ball back to the umpire when he throws you a brand new one? Is it about that baseball that I see? Give me one just like it, except not that one.
And first of all, you never throw it back to the umpire. Throw it straight to the dugout because they might look at it and be like, I actually like that ball, and put it back in their bag. Mm-hmm. And you're going to get it again. And you're just, no, we're not going to take that chance. Usually they're too chalky. They've got like a chalk residue on them. Uh-huh. It's when the mud they rub it up with, when it dries, it gets real chalky. So sometimes I'll be out there kind of trying to rub the chalk off of it, and it just won't come off. And I'm like, I'm going to try a different one this time.
Now, is that like a 21-year-old who just got drafted down in rookie league for a short season, or you been in the bigs for 10 years? Is it the same thing, or does everybody – like, is there a pitcher who says, oh, no, I like that dry. I like that chalky feel.
Guys like the ball all different kinds of ways. That's why it's so hard to – find a consistent, when you're talking about a consistent ball in baseball, I don't know, like everybody wants something a little bit different. Some guys want a little tackier, some changeup guys want it maybe a little slicker. So I don't know. It's just, you get out there and you try to make the ball feel like you want it to feel in your hand. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't.
Atlanta Braves pitcher Colin McHugh is our guest in studio. And I want to ask about this too, because we've heard over the last couple of years, 2 years ago, we heard the ball is hard as a rock. And this year we've heard this, it's a different ball. It's a little bit spongier. It's a little bit different. What does it feel like different to you?
It feels a little softer to me. And this is, you know, just anecdotally, I try not to make too many assumptions, you know, we're a couple months into the season, but yeah, it feels, you'll get a ball that's hit decently hard and back to you, and sometimes it'll have like a flat part on one of the balls, which, yeah, wasn't happening a couple years back. They were pretty tightly wound, pretty solid. So yeah, I don't know if we're seeing it with the ball's not flying quite as good right now. It's also been a little bit chilly, you know, early in the season, but you know, we'll take it as it comes, but yeah, they're definitely different.
We were talking about, Tukey a couple of days ago. And I mean, you're in a major league game, major league jersey. You got to perform, you know, I get it. But I'm like, it hadn't been set up for success necessarily, because you're going to relieve some, you're going to start some, we're going to send you to Gwinnett, we're going to bring you back. I mean, it's hard for a pitcher to get set in his mind, but you've done both. And so there's a ball game tonight, and I guess you're planning on trotting down to the pen, and you'll sit up there and watch from, you know, the outfield for 5 or 6 or 7 innings. What if 20 minutes before first pitch, yo, Colin, you're starting tonight? Can you do that?
At this point,
not be an opener, but be a starter.
I mean, I could be a starter. I don't know how long I'd go. I probably got, I don't know, 45, 50 pitches in me before I'm just gassed at this point. It's just about it's the conditioning that you've been under. Like you're talking about a guy who's a starter, so they build him up in pitch count, and then as a reliever, you got to shorten that, and you got to try and recover a little quicker. It's really, like you said, I've done a lot of it. I've done a lot of both, and you can learn to do anything. We're pitchers. We can learn to do whatever.
Let's follow up with that, because I think that is one of the things that, especially early on in the season, people had a hard time understanding why starters were going 4 or 5 innings. People have a hard time when you say, we got to send somebody down to stretch them out. That's a process of not just with the arm, but with the body and getting everybody built back up.
Yeah, I mean, anybody can do anything for one day, right? But this is a 162-game season, so you got to kind of figure out what's your plan in the long run. And so you try not to just use too many Band-Aid days like that, where you're just using a guy in a way that he's probably not conditioned to do, and then you might have to lose him for a couple days or lose him for a week if you got to option him down 2 weeks. So, yeah, we've got guys in the front office who run all of these decisions through their rules brain and kind of their best and worst case scenarios.
I don't know if you ever crossed paths with Matt Whistler, but he was a guy.
Oh, yeah.
About 5, 6, 7 years ago, maybe. Braves weren't very good. And like the last half of one season and then the first half of the next season, he was basically in the rotation for 6 months, but it was, you know, split up. He got 30 starts. And I was like, all right, that's basically a season with even an off season to digest and percolate and all that. The Braves decided to move on. I was like, you got an honest look-see. A team like the Braves with real expectations, that's another curveball for a guy like, whether it's Tukey or even Kyle or Waskar, whoever, that I was, you know, Waskar's getting a start. I'm like, better be good. And that's kind of tough.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we know it comes with the territory in this job. There's always somebody a little bit younger who's a little bit better than you, who's right on the cusp, right? So every time you're just trying to get a little bit better every day too. And yeah, with those guys, I've been in that position. I was in that position for about 3 years, from 2011 through 2014.
Did they give you some rope?
It wasn't early, no, because I wasn't a prospect. I was kind of I got called up the first time just because a guy got hurt. Like, that's how I got my first start with the Mets, and then kind of parlayed that into, you know, 5 or 6 starts, and then, you know, a little bit in the bullpen, and then the same thing. They were like, hey, we got to move on. We got to. I don't hold any ill will towards teams for being like, hey, we're transaction heavy. We got to do that for this league. So, yeah.
Colin McHugh is our guest, Atlanta Braves pitcher. And I want to follow up with that. Just your recent history. You've been with the Astros. You've been with the Rays. You now are with the Atlanta Braves. At this point in your career, it looks like you're seeking out, I want high leverage responsibilities in big time games, because that's what those teams are all playing now.
I just want to pitch. I said this to Alex when we were signing and we were talking about stuff for this season. Was I don't have much of an ego when it comes to, I need to have this many outings with this kind of leverage or this many starts or this many opens. I just want to pitch on a good team, a team that's competitive, that I know I have a spot in. And early in the year this year, I'm trying to figure that out, trying to figure out, how can I help? Where can I add value here in different ways? And until I, you know, settle into something that feels right and feels good, which everybody has to do every given season, especially in the bullpen, which it's just always, it's always changing. It's always a moving target, and we always have to kind of come into each game thinking, I could do a lot of things tonight. Just got to be prepared to pitch. But yeah, at the end of the day, I'm just trying to get outs, trying to get as many outs as I can in whatever inning they tell me to do it.
Let's go back to the fun days in Buffalo. You said like $25 Ruby Tuesday's gift card.
Oh, huge.
Give me.
I would have sprinted to the closest.
Did you ever get, I don't use the right word, get comfortable spending money?
No, I'm still terrible at it. I'm awful at it. Like, I'm out there doing.
I want to tell you, I got a buddy of mine play for the Bengals. Mm-hmm. And he said Chad Johnson had him over to his condo. You know this story.
Oh, yeah.
6-foot painting of Chad that Chad hired someone to paint. A 6-foot painting of me. So I assume we don't have a 6-foot painting of Colin in the house.
Well, his is 10-foot. Yeah, that's what Colin's type.
Did you ever get used to, like, you know, damn it, I'm doing this?
No, but I'm going to do that now for sure.
Painting, sure.
If there's anybody out there who's a really good portrait artist, just hit us up. No, it's
you're going shirtless, abs, the whole thing.
And make me look better than I am.
Sure, ripped up, yeah.
Obviously, yeah.
Well, I think when you kind of go through that process of having this minor league career and then getting into a major league career, I think that there's something different between the bonus babies and the guys that it was just given to, and here's the money and everything else between the guys that had to really work. I think there's a different level. Like, splurging for you might be what?
Oh, God. Like, buying, like, $200 worth of, like, flowers and stuff to garden. I was, like, gardening today.
Yeah.
I was, like, putting flowers in the ground. And I went to Lowe's, and I got the receipt, and I was like, all right. Probably more than I wanted to spend, but, you know, it's the thing. It's the things that I like to do, and I try and spend money with the people around me.
Because you're after his heart right now, because this man is tighter than a drum. Like, him spending something is he?
I'm mindful. I say I'm mindful of my spending. They say I'm cheap.
Like, he won't sign up for Netflix. We can tell him these sort of things. He won't do it. But
Death by a Thousand Cuts, man. HBO Max is like $7.
Did you know that they'll still send you DVDs if you want them?
Yeah,
that's how Netflix.
Awesome. School. I got my Blu-ray player.
Well, let's talk about just tonight. Obviously, finishing up with Boston, this team is kind of tracking a lot like last year, where, you know, you get on a little bit of run, then you have something kind of happen. Last night, it was obviously the second inning of the ball game. Suddenly, it's 6-0. Team gets back in it. I think a lot of us Braves fans are just looking forward to when that run's coming. This team is going to come together. It's just a matter of when. And how do you guys feel about that?
It's the same. I think we know it's a long season, and over the course of it, you're going to have some stretches where you're playing 500 ball. You're going to have some stretches where you're really struggling to play 500 ball. And then the hope is that you do have a couple of those really solid 10 to 15 game stretches where you just feel like every day you're going to win. And it hasn't really been there yet. We've been close in so many games, and we've been right there. But I think anybody on the team will tell you we're not playing quite our best baseball yet, and we've got a lot of talent in there. So when we do start clicking like that, it's going to be one of those things that hopefully we can run off a few.
All right, you need to go be a baller, man. Porsche, Blaupunk, go get the whole thing. Like, between this interview and going back across the street,
you have an open now. Okay, you've made it. This is how, at this radio station, once you have it open, you've made it.
Hashtag end of the rainbow.
End of the rainbow. Gosh, I need to get so much better at this. I've got a lot of work to do. I need to ask some questions.
And jersey number, I mean, look at Ronald, the 13. You need jersey number with diamonds inside the gold.
I don't wear enough diamonds, you're right. I've been saying that for years. I don't wear enough.
Baller, man. I'm trying to help you.
Well, there's Colin McHugh. Again, he'll be in action hopefully tonight with the Atlanta Braves. They'll take on the Boston Red Sox tonight.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Sir Robert, I want to thank you for your time. I just don't think you're the right person for this position.
I don't understand. Was it something I said?
Well, we did a background check on you and found some things of concern.
If you're in charge of hiring for your company, you know how helpful a background screening can be. That's why companies that use Horizon Background Screening make smarter hiring decisions. Don't let the wrong hire put your company at risk. Get the real story on your candidates at horizonscreening.com. Horizonscreening.com.